We want to return to Athens right now. BBC correspondent Justin Rowlatt is there. Justin, I understand the parliament is expected to vote at any moment now.
Yeah, that's right. Evangelos Venizelos, the Greek prime minister, has just finished speaking. And let me go over to my monitor. And it looks like the leader of the House is now talking there. Meanwhile, out in the streets outside the parliament building, a full-scale riot is going on. There are tear gas grenades exploding. You may be able to hear, I'm standing on my hotel just a few hundred metres from Syntagma Square, the square where the parliament building is. And you may be able to hear a helicopter buzzing overhead. Occasionally you hear volleys of tear gas grenades going off and the sound of bells ringing, cars and shouting. There really is a crucial moment now. I'm just looking at the monitor, and I can see that it looks like the leader of the House is about to kind of wrap up the discussion here. But I'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, what is the nature of the debate been? What is the opposition saying in criticism of this austerity package?
Well, what the opposition are saying is, look, if you continue to cut wages and sack people from the public sector here in Greece, you're drawing demand, you're taking demand out of the economy. They're saying, how on earth can Greece be expected to grow if incomes are being cut throughout the country? They're saying that they believe that it would be very difficult to see a kind of path out of the crisis that Greece now finds itself in.
And that is exactly what the demonstrators are claiming. We're joined also by Matina Stevis. She's a journalist with the Eleftherotypia newspaper there. And Matina, what exactly is happening on the streets between the demonstrators and the riot police?
Well, it is extremely dramatic. I've actually been on the terrace of the building adjacent to Syntagma Square, so have had the ability to see everything that's happening. Really, what you've seen is thousands of peaceful protesters retrenching because agitators in small groups of 10 and 20 are in very serious clashes, body to body at times, with riot police who are being very heavy-handed with tear gas and stun grenades. We've seen rocks flying, so it is a very volatile situation.
And in this case, I mean, we have seen a number of riots going on in Athens over the period of months in which they've had the debt crisis and leading up to not just the first bailout, but this one. What do you think, that this is worse than those? Is it on par with what we've seen before?
Yes, I do believe it is worse. I'm personally based in London, and I have come here to cover the riots and the vote in Parliament. But I have grown up in Athens. I've seen many riots. I've seen many demonstrations, many protests. This is by far the worst and the edgiest, and the one that feels more tense and likely to lead to very ugly situations. So caution is definitely not being exercised by any side.
Matina Stevis, a journalist from the Greek newspaper Eleftherotypia, you described a dynamic a moment ago. I wonder if you could give us some detail there, that most of the demonstrators are peaceful, but that there are small bands of individuals who are openly confronting police. Are you saying that the peaceful demonstrators don't expect to change the outcome here, but that there are groups of individuals, maybe unrelated to the peaceful demonstrators, who are trying to provoke violence?
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. It is a very, very common phenomenon in Greece. You have small fringe extreme leftist or extreme right-wing agitators. They're very well organized. They show up in groups of 10 and 20, as I mentioned, and infiltrate largely peaceful protests. They're able to hide among the peaceful protesters and start wreaking havoc. The riot police know this, and it's been a very, very long-standing feud between them, turning very ugly at times. So what you see is literally thousands of peaceful protesters retrenching into the side streets of the capital, while the agitators, who are normally wearing all black, go front and attack the riot police, who strike back, and then the situation escalates out of control. I can hear stun grenades as we speak.
So, Matina, there's a natural question here then. I mean, I think the world wants to know, are we seeing a cat-and-mouse game on the streets of Athens, or are we seeing a mass movement?
No, we are seeing, well, you know what, we're seeing both. We're seeing the usual cat-and-mouse game between riot police and the known unknowns, as they're referred to here in Greece, those small agitating groups that I've described. But then at the same time, we're seeing a truly popular mass movement that is largely peaceful. They're currently trying to reclaim the square. They've been pushed back into the side streets, and they're trying to reclaim the square by playing music and being just entirely peaceful. But unfortunately, they're also bearing the brunt of this cat and mouse game.
That's Matina Steva. She's a journalist with the Greek newspaper of Theirotypia, and she's there in Athens. Also in Athens with us is Justin Rolette, who's a BBC correspondent. Justin, is there? You know, we've been discussing a lot about the roots of the Greek debt problem, tax evasion, a problem with the cash economy there. Is there any sense among the debate there that they're talking about how to solve the origins of the debt problem rather than just looking towards this bailout?
Well, you've mentioned a couple of roots of the debt crisis. I mean, the essential problem is that Greece has been, for the last 10, 15 years, spending more money than it receives in income. And that's what they're trying to address. They're talking about cutting back the public sector wage bill. They're talking about cutting back pensions. They're very generous pensions here in Greece. They're also talking about increasing, until recently there have been very generous pensions here in Greece. They've cut them back by 25, in some cases 40%. At the same time, they're talking about increasing taxes. So this is an effort to tackle Greece's core problem, which is it's got a primary a deficit in its current account. It can't afford the money that it spends on all the services that it provides for the people of Greece.
Is there also any fear among those who are debating in Congress, or in Parliament, I should say, that whether they pass this austerity package or not, the government at this point is unstable, and we don't really know if it's going to be the same government in a month?
Well, you know, of course, the politics is very unstable here in Greece. The majority that Passos has is very small. But the fact is that they do expect that these measures will be passed. I mean, overall, most people say these measures will pass here in Greece.
Although the majority of Greek people don't agree with the austerity measures. That's BBC correspondent Justin Rowlett, still waiting by his monitor, I assume, for a vote there, Justin. And we also had with us Matina Stavis, journalist with the Greek newspaper Eleftherotypia. Also, both of them speaking to us from Athens, Greece. We are at this point still expecting a vote from the Greek parliament on that austerity package, as you heard Justin say, is expected to pass.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.